Both men shivered. Lieutenant Dubosc managed to cast a surreptitious glance at his watch. 5 minutes to 5. Only 5 minutes more. Fancying that the other man had noticed his surreptitious glance, he hastened once more into speech.
"There are few people travelling this time of year," he said, glancing up at the windows of the sleeping car above them.
That is so," agreed Monsieur Poirot.
"Let us hope you will not be snowed up in the Taurus."
"Oh, that happens?"
"It has occurred, yes. Not this year, as yet."
"Well, let us hope, then," said Monsieur Poirot.
"Well, the weather reports from Europe, they are bad."
"Oh, very bad. In the Balkans there is much snow."
"Oh, in Germany, too, I have heard."
"Eh bien,"
said Lieutenant Dubosc hastily, as another pause seemed to be about to occur.
Tomorrow evening at 7:40 you will be in Constantinople."
Yes, said Monsieur Poirot, and went on desperately. "La Sainte-Sophie, I have heard it is very fine."
Magnificent, I believe."
Above their heads, the blind of one of the sleeping car compartments was pushed aside, and a young woman looked out. Mary Debenham had had little